of what the Lord has done personally. And no one can convince me otherwise today. You can come up if they had a new archaeological discovery that tried to disprove Christ. You can come up with all, you can make all, have all the inventions and all the discoveries you want, but I know it's real this morning, again, because it has worked. Not just for me, but it has worked for so many others, and I'm so grateful for it this morning. Written on the board, the gift of love. We're in the Christmas season, and the world is celebrating this time of year in some ways that are not always becoming to children of God. There are some things about this time of year that we don't enter into. But for us as God's people this morning, it is a time of family and friends, a time of reconnecting. And I think that's good. I think that's important. The time of reconnecting. It is a time of giving. And most importantly, it should be a time for us to remember the birth and the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is a time of love. Billions and billions of dollars are being spent at this time of year as people purchase gifts to give to people. Some gifts are purchased for people take this season to buy for themselves as well. And, you know, Black Friday, the reason it's called Black Friday is because there are so many businesses that are operating in debt or in the red until the day after Thanksgiving. They operate most of the year at a loss, and on the day after Thanksgiving, they make enough sales to finally bring them into the black. That's why they call it Black Friday. So there's a lot of business going on. Many people, you know, nothing's wrong with it, but many people make a gift list. Do you have a gift list this year? Make a list of people that you have to give a gift to. The people that you need to give a gift to. The people that you think, well, if I don't give them a gift, they'll be offended. Or have you ever asked yourself if you can get away with not giving someone a gift? Do you think I can? And that's the way it is kind of with graduation. Sometimes, you know, you get all these graduation announcements in the mail, and you have a decision to make, especially when things are a little tight. You think you can get by without sending a gift, or is this one of those things I need to do? And it's not that we don't like to give, but you know what I'm talking about. And sometimes you give out of obligation. Is that not true? You give because it's kind of the expected thing to do. But there are also gifts that you give that you want to give this gift. My heart's in it. In other words, I want to show this person, I want to show them my love and that I care about them and my appreciation. And I find so much more joy out of giving like that than I do receiving. As Jesus, it really is more blessed to give than to receive. Now I know that scripture, but it's really true. When you give with the right motivation. Now these obligatory gifts, I know there's not a lot of pleasure in it. But when you give because you love, when you give because you want to, there's pleasure in that. And you receive something from it. The decisions then, if you decided who you're going to give to, you have the decision of what are you going to give. You know, that's kind of a struggle sometimes. What am I going to give? I finally got my list down, and now I have to go through and figure out what to give. And therein is the challenge sometimes. Because so many gifts are given that are used one time and set on the shelf and never used again. We bought a gift for one of our children recently, and it was brand new. Other than having been used once by someone that gave it as a gift to their children that used it once. And we'll see if ours get a little more use out of it. We'll see. But you know that's where the world, it, so often gifts are given that it's one time and discarded. And you think, it was kind of a waste then. I just spent so much money and they used it one time or not at all and put it up on the shelf, never to be used again. But there is a gift this morning that I'd like us to consider that means more than anything else that we have to give. It's not about the amount of money you spend, it's about giving a gift of love. And the gift of love is the gift that truly keeps on giving. Love is that which lifts up the fallen. It's love that forgives the unforgivable. It is love that hopes for the best. It's love that, and these are just some things I jotted down. I'm going to read them, but it's love which gives comfort in sorrow. It's love which causes us to weep with them that weep. It's love that causes us to rejoice with them that rejoice. It's love that causes people to go the extra mile. It's love that enables us to not only give our coat, but our cloak also. It's love that does not forsake when others forsake. It's love that, as the Scripture says, that beareth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. If you're struggling this morning to know what kind of a gift to give, I want to challenge you to make your list a little bit longer and give the gift of love. It's worth so much more than a little present that you could wrap up. But how do we understand the gift of love? You know, we can only truly understand, I believe, the depth of love, not that we'll ever understand the fullness of it, as we begin to understand the love that God has for us. Over in 1 John chapter 4 in the 16th verse, it says, "And we have known and have believed the love that God hath for us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him." This is how we understand God's love, when we begin to get to know God. When we begin to get to realize what God did for us. And it's no wonder. And again, these children, some of them said it in for their verses this morning. But over in Luke in the 2nd chapter, in the 10th verse, do you remember the angel? You children can quote it with me if you want. "The angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of" what? "Of great joy, which shall be to all people." And what was the reason for that? "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, on earth peace, goodwill toward men." You know what good news they were bringing? They were bringing the good news of a Savior. They were bringing the good news of the Son of God that came because He loved us. Have you ever felt unlovable? Have you ever done something that you just felt like you weren't worthy of being loved or forgiven? Do you know that all of us were in that condition and the Lord looked down on us and He loved us? And we didn't earn it, and we didn't deserve it, we didn't work for it. And He gave us a gift, and He said, "I love you." John 3:16, probably one of the most quoted scriptures in the Bible. "For God" what? "So loved the world that He gave." What did He give? Why? "That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God loved us so much that He gave. Have you ever had someone tell you they loved you and be warmed and filled and went on their way? True love is a love that gives. True love is a love that sacrifices. True love is the one that will go through the hard times with you when you're not very pleasant to be around. True love is given and manifested in when you're struggling and someone's still there. When you're weeping and you're in need of a friend and you're in need of someone to help lift you up. It is a gift of love when someone is right there not to walk away from you. That's what God did for us. He loved us so much that He gave His Son that we could be washed in the blood that we sang about this morning. He loved us so much that I could be taken from my state and condition of sin and be made a new creature in Jesus Christ. That was the gift of love. And that is what we celebrate at this time of year. You can go and have all of the lights and you can have all the things. You can have your stockings and Santa Clauses, but I want to tell you, those things, I don't celebrate those things. What I celebrate this morning and what I remember is that God loved me enough to send His Son, and it wasn't just a 2,000 year ago experience. The Lord loves me right now. You know the Lord loves you this morning? God loves you right where you are. And He loves you enough to lift you up from where you are. I believe that in that John 3:16 demonstrates to us the depth of God's love. That He gave His Son and sent Him to this world to endure persecution and heartache and crucifixion when He didn't deserve it. You know, sometimes people get what they deserve. Jesus didn't do anything to deserve it, but He came because He loved you. And when did Christ come and die for the ungodly? While we were yet sinners. Romans the 5th chapter. While we were yet sinners, God commended His love toward us. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. His love was put on display. He commended His love. He demonstrated His love and gave the ultimate sacrifice of His life. And without God's love, where would you be this morning? Where would you be? Lost. Without His love, you know, I think about what God's love did for me. It's given me healing physically multiple times. I was at death's door. God's love healed me. God's love has seen all of us through financial difficulties. He's seen us through struggles. But you know, most of all, what I'm thankful for God's love this morning, is that He died for me that I could be saved. That regardless of healing physically, regardless of temporal things, it was that He loved me enough to forgive me of my sin and do something new in my life. One author penned it this way. He said, all of the love that we need can be found at the cross. You know, when you find the love of God a reality in your life, love to save, love to heal, love to deliver, love that brings peace with God, love in yourself, love and being at peace with yourself. The world is seeking things to try to be at peace with themselves. And they struggle and they try this and they try that. But the answer is in accepting the gift of love that Jesus came to give us. Forgiveness of sin. When we consider Jesus' love, I believe it His love that looked on those children. He said, suffer the little children to come unto me. Do you see love in that? When His disciples were seeing this important man of God, the Son of God, and He had important things to do, and they were telling the children, you need to just get out of the way. Have you ever told children to leave someone alone? And Jesus said, don't do that. Suffer the little children. Let them come. That was His love. It was the love of Christ that He sat down and He ate with sinners and publicans, the people that everybody else had kind of cast aside. It was His love that enabled Him and caused Him to tell the woman caught in adultery, He said, neither do I condemn thee. But He said, go and sin no more. In other words, I'm not bringing condemnation of death on you, but go and don't do it anymore. It was the love of Jesus that said He came to seek and to save who? Those that were lost. He came looking because of love. He came looking for those that did not know Him. It was love that caused Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane to say, not my will, but thy will be done. That was love. Have you accepted God's gift of love to you this morning? there's nothing better in this world than to just accept the love that God has for us. But as God has given us the gift of love, do you know that there's a gift that we can bring to the Savior today? And it's the gift of love as well. You know, that's what caused the woman with the alabaster box, a precious ointment. She came and she broke that box. And do you know what the people, do you know what some did that saw her break that alabaster box? It was so valuable. That was her offering to the Lord. That was her gift of love. And what did some do when she did that? They criticized her. You don't need to do that. But you know, there's no price that can be put on your gift back of love to the Lord this morning. It was love that caused the disciples to leave their net and their receipt of custom, to leave their jobs. It was because they loved the Lord. And I want to follow you. I have a desire. The essence of the gospel is found in love this morning. People that come to church and if you all do not get anything else from my ministry, I want to sum it up right here. I'm glad you're here this morning, but coming to church doesn't save you. Following doctrinal teaching by itself of doing this and not doing that, that's not going to bring soul peace to you. The essence of the doctrine is based on love. It's based on your personal relationship with God, and that is why I do what I do. So you can say, okay, I'm going to try to be a part and fit in, and okay, I'm not supposed to go there, and I can't do that, and I have to do that, and I can't dress that way, and I'm supposed to do that. That's not what this is about this morning. This is about, Lord, I love You, and I want to please You, and I've received Your gift of love, and I have a relationship going now. And I don't want to do anything that hinders that connection that I have with God. I don't want to do anything that's going to begin to steal the joy that I have with the Lord. And so then when I start doing things, I'm thinking, I don't have the joy. I don't have the victory. I want to look at my relationship with God and say, what's wrong? What is there that I brought into my life that's hindering me? Why do we do what we do? Folks, it's because of love. If you're obedient for any other motivation, you're going to be a miserable Christian. Is that right? If you do things just to fit in, or just because you have to, without the foundation of love, you're not going to find the joy in serving the Lord. But if we can realize that the Lord has given us a gift of love, and the Lord wants us to return that gift. When the man came to Jesus and he said, what is the greatest commandment? What did Jesus say? Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. And second is likened to it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two hang all the law and the prophets. I believe we could take all of the other doctrines. And those of you that know, doctrine is important to me. It's important to the Scripture. It's important to God. But you can still hang it all on the precept of love. Because that's what gives it power. That's why we do it, is because I love God and I value the connection I have with the Lord. I wonder this morning if there are some areas in our life that we need to come back and offer a gift of love. Lord, You've loved me. Do you know it's difficult when someone doesn't return your love? Have you ever really loved someone and they didn't return it? Love is only complete when it is returned. So it starts with us this morning saying, Lord, I want to open my heart to receive Your love from me. But secondly, Lord, I also open my heart to give to You. Gift of love. The essence of the gospel message. Many people are willing to give a little bit. What about the ultimate sacrifice? That's the love that Christ has for us, is that He gave His life. How much are we willing to give? Have you heard, you've heard that many of you, maybe the little illustration about the chicken and the hog, and it's told differently, different places. But the chicken and the hog were walking down the road and they saw on the church sign, it said, help feed the poor. And the chicken looks over at the hawk and says, you know, that's a good idea. We really ought to do that. Said, tell you what, I'll provide the eggs, you provide the bacon. And the hog looked at the chicken and said, he said, providing eggs is a sacrifice, but on your part, for providing the ham or the bacon is a total commitment for me. You know, sometimes we're willing to give just a little bit, but do you know the best relationships are when two people fully open themselves up to each other. God has given His love and extended it to us. And if you want to enjoy that love, it's only going to come when we come back to the Lord and say, Lord, I give you everything I have. And I don't always know what that means either. But everything that I know right now, Lord, I open myself to you and I want to follow you and I love you. And you will come into an experience that is far better than anything else that is in this world. And this is then a new commandment. The 13th chapter of John, 34th and 35th verse, Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, how? As I have loved you. So my question is, how are your relationships with other people in your life? Jesus said, I want you to love like I love you. He gave, He sacrificed. And again, as you think about gift giving, those of you that are married and you're kind of, what should I give to my companion? You know, it's fine to go get him or her something to wrap up. That's all right. That's okay. But you know what means a lot more than the package? It's what we're talking about this morning. It's acceptance. I love you when, don't tell them this, but I love you when you're not acting lovable. I love you when you're having a bad day. I love you in your mistakes and in your failures. I'm glad you're in my life and I'm committed to you. That's what love is. That's what love does. Can we do that? Is there anybody here this morning that in your relationship that you can say, I could do that? Love is Christ's love. Parents and children, children and parents, have you really given that gift of love, children, young people, to your parents? Have you really shown that kind of love? You think, oh, I'm excited to get mom and dad something. I've always loved giving. As a child, I remember going to the store, and it was exciting to try to find something that I thought my mom would like. Whether she did or not, I don't know. She acted like she liked it. It didn't matter, all those things that you never use, I bought those. You know, but those are the things that It was done because I wanted to do it. And she received it with the sacrifice in which it was given. But how much more, young people and children, to show your love to your parents by your conduct, by how you act. And parents to our children to unreservedly love them and care for them. What about in the congregation? What about with other family members, extended family? We call some of those in-laws, don't we? Have I made a sacrifice? Have I really given the gift of love? Have I accepted and received them as I do my own? Love as Jesus loved us. That is the ultimate gift. Would you give a gift of love today to the hurting, to those that are wounded in their spirits, to the one that should have known better, to the one that's lost, to the one that you're sitting beside this morning, the one who has hurt you and caused you pain, to the family of God? Can we love as He loved this morning? Can we give that gift? Love that sacrifices, it's love that goes beyond justice, and it's that love that calls for mercy. That's what love does. It's that love that is willing to bear the injustices in our own life for the possibility of someone else's redemption? How much are you willing to bear because of love this morning with the possibility that in the future someone might be willing to live? Who are you going to give to? Who's on your gift list? And what are you going to give? I want to challenge and encourage us this morning to give the gift of love. In the scripture, I'll sum it up this way in 1 John 3:18. John wrote, and he said, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." It's one thing for me to go to my wife and say, "Honey, I love you." And you know what? She needs to hear those words. My children need to hear those words. Parents, they need to hear those words. "I love you." It is sad to me when I hear children say, my mom and dad, I know they love me, but they grew up never hearing me. They need to hear those words. But more importantly, they need to know it by faith. So this morning, gift of love. That's what this season should be about. And this is a season that never stops. It should be about the gift of love. God has done so much for us this morning. I want to encourage us to receive the gift of God's Son. Respond with your love, and let us, as we look on each other this morning, you go home, you go about your business this week, you have your family get-togethers, you have your family reunions, you see the people that have hurt you, you see those that just, why are they acting like that? Put them on your gift list this year and give them the gift of love.